So then I thought I'd go up to Memphis, about 30 minutes away. I thought I could work at a strip club. I thought surely I could be a cocktail waitress. I could search for my inner femme. I could put on that black mini skirt and that silk halter top, all nice and crispy white, my high heels, and I could come on, you know, I could go in there. I could show the boys how to do it, you know, and flirt with them a little bit and get them to drink a little bit more and drink a little bit more and tip me a little bit more. Maybe I could show a little tit. I could do that. I could do that. I practice at home. Hey, sweetie, you need another beer? I go get you one. Hey, does your buddy need a beer too? Huh? You enjoying the view? You like the show? I practice. Soon as I stepped onto that floor that night, my inner femme ran fucking out the door and left me in those high heels, that mini skirt, and that halter top and eyeshadow. I was not happy. I went from being the intimidatee to the intimidator. I was going up to guys during the show, and I'm like, excuse me, hey, you want a beer? Hey, how's your buddy doing? Does he want a beer too? Yeah, you're all right? All right. I'll be right back. I did so well at that, they made me the VIP of the VIP room, which means I got to go to this other section of the strip club, which was completely dark. Now, I'd seen it earlier that day, so I knew that it was full of couches and lachaises. Is it lachaises or lachaises? It's my world. It's lachaises. So it was completely dark, and all I could hear was all this moaning and groaning. And it was a bottomless and a topless strip club. And so all I heard was this moaning, and my job is to go in there and ask everybody if they need anything. Do you need another beer? Honey, do you need another beer? And they're moaning and they're groaning. They don't need a beer right now. They're happy. They're fulfilled. They're satisfied. I've done my job. So I walk back out of the room, and I walk back into the main area. And there's two little stages and a big stage. And the big stage, all of a sudden, this little pedestal starts to rise from the floor of the strip club. And there's this woman on her back. She happens to be Annie Oakley. Annie Oakley with the ping pong pussy. That woman's popping ping pongs out of her twat like you wouldn't believe. And she must be loading them up at like four at a time because they say, the bad thing about it is I'm having to duck them. I mean, I don't mind anybody shooting ping pongs at your pussy, but goddamn, aiming at somebody else. I don't know the cooch. If it's my girlfriend, fine. Shoot ping pongs at me. I'll catch him in my mouth. Arr, arr, arr. I'm a tiger, baby. I'm a tiger. But don't give me no cooch I don't know. And I haven't seen him before. There has to be an interview for me catching ping pongs, dodging ping pongs. I don't know cooch because there was enough cooch juice and sperm in that place. All you had to do was just go stir a puddle and you could have made babies all day. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So then, I'm still trying to think of a bad job. I mean, that was kind of bad, but it was still enjoyable because I'm thinking, I'm going to watch some action at the strip club. And, you know, a little too much for me, a little too much. So then, a little later on, I got a job as a driver, as an escort.